All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Florida State Seminoles are currently 4-4, and they have been taking it on the chin. The Seminoles are only 2-4 in ACC play on this college football season, while three of those four losses have been blowouts. They started the season with a 24-3 loss at home versus Virginia Tech. A couple of weeks later, they were destroyed by Syracuse on the road, 30-7. And this past Saturday was the low light of them all for the Noles, as they were destroyed by the Clemson Tigers at home by the score of 59-10. Now, Willie Taggart is in his first year as Florida State's head coach. He came with a lot of fanfare after his 1 year at Oregon. And of course, previously before that, he was at South Florida. And you figured it was going to be a smooth transition from Jimbo Fisher, but that is not the case. You look at Florida State right now on offense, and they are 110th in the nation in total offense. And plain and simple, that is not going to get it done. In each of those three losses, the Noles were limited to 10 points or less. That's how bad it has been. And you figure they had to struggle to beat Louisville. They looked like they were coming into form on the 20th when they were able to beat Wake Forest at home by three touchdowns, but they just really took a huge step back. I think people would have given Florida State the benefit of the doubt had they have simply lost to Clemson, but the fact that they failed to compete is the biggest part of this. And of course, you know, this is only going to add more fuel to the fire of the Taggart critics, while, you know, people are going to sit back and question, say, wait, maybe now Florida State should not have allowed Jimbo Fisher to walk out of the door, even though his asking price was real high. You see how Florida State is struggling without him. And more importantly, you see how things are turning around for the Texas A&M Aggies. I think one of the biggest things in play right here is the fact that obviously Taggart runs a different system than Fisher. He's trying to get his system over with Fisher's guys, and it simply is not working. And because of that, the Florida State fans have become restless, because obviously they are accustomed to, you know, a certain style of play. I mean, you're looking at a program that has not missed a bowl game since 1981. And if you want to take it a step further, Florida State has not had a losing season, regular season wise, since 1976. And I have some bad news for the folks that follow this team in Tallahassee. That could be changing, because if you look at Florida State's last four games, they're at NC State this Saturday, which will be followed by a road game versus Notre Dame. They're then home for Boston College on the 17th of November, and they finish up at home versus Florida. There is no easy win in that quartet of games. You look at Notre Dame, they are vying for a college football playoff berth, and they are not going to, you know, take their foot off of the throttle. NC State needs to get back on track after two blowout losses of their own. You look at Boston College under head coach Steve Adazio. They are coming. They are a very good football team, and they showed that to Miami this past Thursday night. And then, of course, you look at Florida. Florida does have two losses on the season. They are ranked, but the Noles have had their way in this series in recent years, and I guarantee you that Florida State could be in for a rude awakening in that contest. So the only thing that I can tell Willie Taggart is, you know what, he more than likely will survive this year. I don't see Florida State going for a third different head coach in three different years. However, Willie Taggart has strong recruiting ties within the state of Florida, and that was a big reason why he was brought to Tallahassee. I'll tell you like this. It's like if he survives this year, it's going to be put up or shut up time in 2019. He better produce. The Seminoles need to get back on track. And more importantly, the Seminoles need to compete. Because anytime you have a situation with a proud and prestigious program such as Florida State getting blown out at home by 49 points to the point that you have empty seats and you actually have fans in the stands reading books as opposed to paying attention to the football game, you definitely have a problem on your hand. It is not eye appealing for the alumni. It definitely isn't eye appealing towards new recruits. So this thing in Tallahassee needs to get fixed sooner rather than later. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot with 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.